This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome back, ILTAns, to another CEO podcast with ILTA CEO Joy Heath Rush. My name is Bethann Stubbe, and I'm the editor of Peer to Peer. And today, I'm thrilled to be back with you to talk about ILTACon, ILTA's new diversity and inclusion policy, how our trilogy events are taking shape and taking names, and what we can look forward to as 2019 begins to wind down. So welcome, Joy.
Hey, good morning, Bethann.
Well, I know it's been a few weeks since we've been back from ILTACon. Do you want to talk about your final thoughts, give us a mini recap, tell us what your most innovative session was?
Well, I tell you, I'm still on a major high. It was an incredibly exhilarating event, although I confess I was a little bit tired at the end of it. I had the pleasure of spending all day Monday with the G100, which is our global CIOs, largest firms. And I'm always interested in their conversation. For one thing, I have a background at those firms, but they're really driving a lot of what's happening in the industry in terms of, for example, vendors, because a lot of time the business partners are really incented to do what the G100 is interested in. And they also have been really thinking about the future of cloud in our vertical. And that's, I think, an area where our organizations are very split between being either extremely cloud averse or extremely cloud friendly. So those conversations were intensely interesting to me. One of the sessions that I heard the most about, and I will say I didn't get to attend this one, but in the buzz afterwards, I've heard so much about the dark web session and that how fantastic that was. So that one's on my list of recordings to listen to. So I'm super excited about that. Also, our Office 365 series, in looking at the data from conference, and all of our series did well. We had disruption, we had innovation, but our Office 365 series averaged over 200 people per session in the series, and particularly the session about Microsoft Teams. So obviously the discussions about collaboration, whether that's by email or portals or now by applications like Teams, continue to be very interesting to our members.
There were a lot of sessions that really did talk about all of these things, including change management, overcoming change, and adoption of new processes. We've talked a little bit previously about the new diversity and inclusion core value and how it's part of our overarching theme, and specifically it's part of this issue of peer-to-peer. Mm-hmm. But more specifically, these sessions at ILTACon, these core values, our organizational goals, how are they all kind of coming together to shape the remainder of 2019 and then influence our organizational goals for 2020?
That's actually a fantastic question. And for those of you that attended ILTACon or came to our virtual town hall in September, you heard about our strategic planning process. So ILTA undergoes a strategic planning process or undertakes one every 3 years. The current strategic plan expires in 2020. And so we've kicked off that planning effort. So our membership task force, our diversity inclusion task force, some of you were involved in focus groups at ILTACon, will be doing focus groups in the US and in the UK in the coming months. All of that data is going to inform our strategic plan and actually answer that question about how our goals will evolve for 2020. I mean, we're going to build on some of the successes we've had this year, really increasing support for our local meetings and local social events so that we build up that pillar of the ILTA experience. I mean, one of the things I feel very passionate about is that ILTACon is an amazing event. To me, it's the key event in the global legal technology education calendar. And we have great turnout. But even with that, it's only a small percentage of the people who participate in ILTA every day have the opportunity to come to ILTACon. So we want to do everything we can to bring that ILTA experience, that education, those meaningful connections out to people who can't be at ILTACon. I know that in your intro, you talked a little bit about our trilogy events, which is our ILTAvation, Women Who Lead, Young Professionals. As I speak to you right now, I'm in Toronto, where we've done all three of those events this week to, I dare say rave reviews, and people say, you know, you're bringing it's going to be sappy, you bring the ILTA love to places, people that can't necessarily be there. And the more of that kind of thing we can do, supporting those local efforts, in addition to continuing to deliver premier, unique, one-of-a-kind, relevant content, is going to just complete that package of what ILTA is. It makes ILTA international, makes it personal, makes it local, has it working on all the levels that people need to work.
As we talk about the trilogy events, and you're obviously in Toronto, coming up in Phoenix, we're having individual meetings in Brazil. We're talking about going to, you know, Edinburgh and having, you know, ILTACON Europe. The content and the meetings really are changing their focus. They're shifting a bit. Talk to me a little bit about how we're going to continue to evolve over the next few years.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, one of the things is I'm in Toronto now, but I came from the ILTACON 2020 kickoff meeting, which has already happened. And we've been talking about the series, for example, we need to do. One of the things I've been hearing in my travels is that technology adoption, which has always been a challenge, seems to be at front of mind for everybody right now. People are investing in a lot in technology. They want to get the most out of it. They want to use it in creative ways. But first, it has to be adopted. They have to get the lawyers to use it. And so we're actually going to be doing a whole series at ILTACON 2020, sneak peek on adoption. And I'm thrilled about that. Part of the idea came from our next local meeting in Edinburgh is about adoption. It's absolutely in the forefront of their thinking. And it's amazing how common the challenges are across organizational sizes, across types of practice, and across geographical location. I mean, the event that we're actually doing a few events in Brazil. One of them is focused specifically on information governance, which right now is an enormous challenge there. I had the honor of speaking at the Harvard Law School Law and Technology Symposium last week, and Richard Susskind was the keynote speaker, and I think many of you listening to this will be very familiar with Richard. He's been a kind of a gadfly in our world for a long time. Richard is really focused on access to justice right now, and one of the things he pointed out was that the Brazilian court system has a backlog of civil cases of 100 million cases. And so these are areas where the application of technology and process and adoption of technology will literally transform their system of justice. And so the opportunities here are great. And if we don't talk about it, if we don't deliver the content, if we don't create local meetings where people can discuss these things, we won't be able to move forward in the way that the community can move forward.
We have a really interesting opportunity at this point in the year to look ahead to see, you know, Law 2020 had been the topic of conversation for so long, and we've got a really interesting article from John Elber for Law 2020 section of this issue of peer-to-peer. How does this all kind of tie back? Do you see that this has been a trend that's just, we've been building to this point?
Yeah, 2020 sounds like such a magical number. You know, it has some symmetry. We've been talking about it for 10 years. Makes me feel really old. We'll start with that. I think what 2020 allows us to do is a few things. First, it's actually the 40th anniversary of the first gathering of what we now call ILTACON. That was in spring of 1980. It's the 35th birthday of the incorporation of the organization that is now ILTA. That was in April of 1985, when the organization was first incorporated in California at that time. But it's also this opportunity. There's something about the magical symmetry of that date that makes us want to look backward and forward at the same time in a way that people won't think about, my guess is, until 2050, which is another kind of magical number. I do intend on being around. I'm just saying I'll be 91, but I don't care. I'll contribute a column to peer-to-peer.
Yes, please.
but there's something that's just feels unique about this year and the importance of focusing on that continuum of where we began with law and technology and where we're going with law and technology.
As we kind of start to wind down and look at content for next year, we are seeing a lot of obviously trending data in security. We're seeing a lot of trending data in IG. What do you think is going to be the big trend for 2020 if innovation had really been the thing for the last few years?
Yeah, and I think disruption continues to be a theme, but for next year, I think innovation never goes away, but what will happen is it'll stop being a buzzword and it'll start being in our DNA of how we run our operations. And so thinking about that will be a source of programming. We need to continue to explore disruption because the speed of disruption, there's a quote that Matt Homan has done a few sessions for us, and he has a quote that he loves that says, the pace of change will never be slower than it is today, and it's slower now than it will ever be in the future. That is, it's just continuing to accelerate. So if we don't focus on how to manage disruption and continue to focus it, it's going to defeat us. But then there'll be some very practical things. I mean, the fact that the Office 365 sessions were so popular at ILTACON tells us people are still wrestling with the very real problems of rolling out applications. It's just something that never seems to leave us. So one of our first small events, if you will, of the year in February will be our Office 365, a two-day event in Chicago. You'll be hearing more about that soon. And one of the things we're excited about is one of the features will be what we call a technology showcase, where we'll have member firms who will actually be talking about how they're using Teams, how they're using SharePoint Online. And this is exactly the kind of information that our community requires to say, hey, look at the cool stuff other people are doing, and we can do that cool stuff too. We'll have some forward-looking stuff, we'll have some retrospective stuff, but I think the theme is in some ways less about content and more about, I mean, content it has to be there, but it's more about bringing this content to people where they live, as well as providing fantastic destinations at things like LegalSec and ILTACON Europe, and of course, ILTACON.
Well, that about wraps us up for the time. And I'm always intrigued to see where you are, and you're in Toronto today. So what's next on your plate as we head in toward leaf peeping season?
You know, it depends on where I am, what seasons I'm going to get. I love leaf peeking. I'm getting ready to go home for a week and a half. This makes my husband and dog and cats very happy. Then I will be in Los Angeles for a couple of days. One of the efforts that ILTA has been undertaking is working with a roundtable of large firm general counsel on trying to raise their awareness about cybersecurity issues and how to deal with outside counsel guidelines that have to do with security and how we can work together as a profession to increase the security posture, raise the security posture of the whole community, which is super important. Then I'm home for a couple of days, and then I'm off to New York, where we'll be having some conversations about our women in leadership efforts and how we might be able to connect with other groups that are fostering diversity and inclusion in the legal profession and how we might be able to cooperate. And then I'm going to a really cool conference of my own where I get to go anonymously. I'm not speaking. I have no responsibilities. And it's called Women, Power, and Influence in the Law. And I'm very interested to see the group of speakers and how they're thinking about the role that women are playing throughout the legal community, whether it's a law firm, corporate law department, or government. And then we'll go from there, Bethann. When we talk next, we'll see where I've been.
Where in the world is joy? Well, exactly right. Thanks so much. And we wish you best of luck in your travels. And we'll see you at the winter issue of Peer-to-Peer.
Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.